Good morning or good afternoon, whenever and wherever you are listening to me. Today we will be talking about dyslexia and whether it is a gift. So, is it a gift? Well, first of all, let me start with stating the fact that everyone is talented and so are dyslexic students. That being said, I have been talking about it for more than 20 years as I have been working with parents and teachers for over 20 years, that you have to build up your students or your child's confidence and find something they are good at and start from there. So everyone has a talent, but in the recent era, there has been a lot of talk about diversity, neurodiversity, which derives from biodiversity, and I will segue back to that segment in a bit. But let's start with society's expectations. So we have certain expectations as a society that a good child is kind, is following instructions, and is excelling at academics, right? So if a student or a child, for example, is not doing well at school, well, obviously we have to find some strengths. And there are strengths, no questions asked. But let's start with the topic, what is dyslexia? So it affects from 3 to 17% more or less of population. Data will vary, so please don't jump at me and don't get upset. I know that data and stats vary in that respect. We say that 1 in 5 students is dyslexic in a classroom. So dyslexia is influenced by genetic, neurobiological and environmental factors. It affects reading and spelling. We know that dyslexia's causal mechanism are considered probabilistic, not deterministic, and the primary deficits are in word reading, spelling, and it affects psychological well-being. Because let's be frank, if you are not doing well at school, if you can't read, it overshadows all of your life. We know that neurodivergent students experience anxiety and depression, but this is not the topic of today's podcast. So as we know, and it has been stated in the research, literacy deficits can lead to future mental health challenges with early reading difficulties predicting the future outcome. The concept of SPECT-ed to prison pipeline has been discussed in the research, but again, this is not the topic. I'm just segueing, trying to paint a picture. So the labels can cause hopelessness and provide understanding affecting people's expectations and self-perceptions, and there are many negative stereotypes of dyslexia to doubts about learning abilities and success, and dyslexic students can and should succeed, and they can and should learn. So the onus lies on the teacher and on the school system, not on the parents. And I'm saying this because very often the whole struggle is on the child and the parents, and unfortunately, quite often the school is not very invested. So why are we talking about dyslexia as a gift? So we know that the concept of biodiversity, right? We have the homogeneous crops, and in biodiversity, we want to have biodiverse crops. Again, it's a mental shortcut. So I'm not a farmer or a biologist, so don't get upset again. And Judy Singer, who coined the term neurodiversity, she was concerned about the portrayal of autism and its application to dyslexia, focusing on specific strengths because it can be limiting. Why? Positive stereotypes can cause individuals to conform to unrealistic expectations or develop peer pressure. Individuals with dyslexia may attribute successes to inherent abilities rather than hard work. And neurodiversity perspective highlights the diversity of human neurobiology as an asset. And that's very, very important. So why I'm talking about this, especially in social media, we have that idea that dyslexia is a gift, right? That dyslexia is a hidden gift. And we are coming up with examples of successful individuals such as Walt Disney or Henry Ford or Richard Branson as examples of dyslexic people who have that hidden advantage. So the commonly attributed gifts are creativity, problem solving, visual spatial reasoning, entrepreneurial mindset, emotional intelligence. So what does the research say about the gift of dyslexia? When it comes to visual spatial processing and reasoning, the meta-analysis found a statistically significant effect size indicating deficits in visual tasks among students with dyslexia. The systematic review found little evidence supporting the stance that dyslexic students have visual spatial advantage and individuals with reading disabilities performed worse or equally in visual spatial tasks. When it comes to creativity, no significant differences have been found in creativity between dyslexic and non-dyslexic individuals. In emotional intelligence, there is limited research. When we talk about entrepreneurial mindset, there is limited empirical support, and the anecdotal evidence and the methodological concerns. That being said, we can't say for sure that there is an entrepreneurial mindset among dyslexic people, not among non-dyslexic people. And why are we talking about stereotype? The concept of dyslexic advantage is seen as a stereotype. Why? Stereotype involves generalized beliefs about a group. They can be positive, neutral, or negative. And why positive stereotype can be harmful? Because what if the student says, look, I don't consider myself entrepreneurial. Does it mean I don't even have that gift? So instead of stereotyping students saying, oh, you're dyslexic, so you have to be very creative, or you have to have that entrepreneurial mindset. Find that gem, find that talent in your student and take them from where they are to where they should be. Find that gift. Period. Don't look for gifts. In other words, stop saying, oh, you are dyslexic, you are gifted. So instead of telling your student that dyslexia is a gift, find and work on their talents, because they all have talents, they are talented, but don't label them, because labeling, even if it's positive, can be harmful. I've been working for more than 20 years and none of my students said, oh, I feel gifted. They say that they worked harder, had higher levels of anxiety in contrast to their peers, which is important because, well, let's be frank, if you are working hard and if it takes more time or if it's more challenging, you are disheartened. Instead of going on a wild goose chase, work with your students, support them. They all have talents, so uncover the talents and build that solid foundation, build the self-esteem, and most importantly, teach them. Because what I've noticed, and I find it very concerning, is that we say, oh, the student has a talent, it has to emerge. The students have talents, that's like no buts. But we have to teach them. If we do not teach them and we wait for the talent to emerge, we are wasting time. And as teachers and educators, our job is to take the student from where they are and take them to where they should be. That's it. That's our job. And I have something special for you. So as you know, I'll be in Poland this summer and I'll be running a training for teachers. My Polish listeners know me as Logika Języka dla Dyslektyka, which is the logic of language for dyslexic learners, because all languages are logical. So if you are interested, I'll be running a training. There will be 2 in-person trainings and 1 online. So on the 27th of July, I'll be in Płock. On the 10th of August, I'll be in Warsaw, and there'll be 1 training, which is online on the 3rd of August. I will probably be running another training on the 17th of August in Warsaw. The 10th of August spots are taken. So if you want to show up and come. I'll be advertising and talking about it more in July. This is the only chance to have a chit chat with me and work with me for straight 4 hours and get a teacher's booklet, which is a starter pack for all the teachers who teach English to dyslexic ESL and EFL students, in our case EFL. And finalizing my thoughts, my closing remarks, if you are a Polish teacher and you work in primary school with grades 4 to 6, or if you run or maybe you work at a language school and you would like to be invested in my research, I'll be running a research in the late fall, early winter, and I will be researching the effectiveness of the method that I have created, which is teaching English to dyslexic EFL students. So students whose first language is Polish, the second language is English. So if you are interested, please let me know. You can DM me or send me a message. Everything will be added in the show notes, the research, the contact info, and the workshop sign-up info. So this will be it. Have a wonderful day, enjoy your summer, and talk to you soon. Bye!